just want to have one or two people come and share with you. We've been doing a healing seminar, and we have had some great success. It's been blessed. We're not seeing the blind see yet, but we're celebrating every little bit that God is doing. If you celebrate the trickle will become a flood. And so we're celebrating the trickle, and we praise God for that. Okay, Yanni, come and share with us. About a month or two ago, we prayed for her. She's on staff with us, with Sonic and me, and about a month or two ago, she was walking. We were praying for her, and she could hardly walk down the aisle, and she just wants to share what the Lord did.
Good morning, church. So in the beginning of the year, literally woke up one morning, and my knee was so stiff. I had a lock knee, which is basically cartilage that breaks, and it like starts breaking, and then you can't bend your knee. Anyway, my knee was so stiff, I really couldn't bend it, and it was swollen up. It was very sore. I couldn't walk the stairs. It was very sudden. And it went on for like a whole month. And it's very hectic for me because I love exercise. Then the prayer in the fast weekend was when God did his first miracle. We were praying the whole weekend, and that was like my one thing on my list was my knee. And nothing happened, and we prayed in church the whole weekend, fasting, nothing happened. And then I went to bed that night crying and was angry, and I woke up the next morning, and literally the swelling was gone, like completely. I could walk. My knee was like, I still struggled to go up and down the stairs. I could walk, but I mean, it was a little bit sore up and down the stairs, but the swelling was gone, and I could walk normally. I could drive the car. It's really a mission with the clutch. But it was like sore the whole time, especially going up and down the stairs, and I couldn't go spinning. And then on Monday night, we were at the healing seminar, and the guy, I think it was Randy, he said like, okay, move your limb, the one that's sore, move whatever is sore, and just like start praying and move it and do something that you can't do. And I was moving there at the back, and I know like when I go down on my knees, especially when I sit on my knees, it's really sore. And I got up and it was just better. And then I thought, okay, well, the only way that I'll know is if I run the stairs. So I went and I ran up and down the stairs, and it was fine. And then the next day, I went spinning without any pain. So, yeah, it was just such a blessing. So I just want to encourage everyone to never stop believing. Like, even if it's only 80%, God just comes and pulls you through. Amen.
Amen. Spinning without pain after 2.5 months of not being able to do any exercise. And what's great about the testimony is it was two steps. It was an 80% improvement, and then another 20% improvement. Praise God. And then John, come and share with us. He's a physio.
Morning, everybody. I just want to give glory to God for this last week. Just really amazing what he's been doing. On Thursday morning, one of my patients came in. First thing he did was took his shoes and socks off. And I couldn't understand why he took them off until I looked at his referral letter, and it said that he had stenosis, lumbar stenosis, which is basically when your vertebral space decreases and pushes on the nerve roots, so that you have weakness in your legs and pins and needles. And so he says that when he wears open shoes, he's got less pins and needles. So before I started treating him, I just asked him if I could pray for him. And while I was praying for him, I had this conversation in my head with myself, and I just said, Jean, you keep praying the same thing for these people that are coming here. And then my reply to myself was, I'm crazy like that. So my reply to myself was, the reason I'm praying this is because this is what I really want for these people. And all I pray is that the Lord would just fill them with grace, love, and mercy, and that they would know it, and that he would just bring healing to their bodies. The man agreed for me to pray for him, so after I finished praying, I asked him to lie down, And when I first touched his back, he started squirming and like moving around because he was in so much pain. And I started the treatment, and from the minute I started the treatment, he eased up. It was actually weird because I was pressing really deep and he wasn't really responding. So I went on to the next part of the treatment, and when I'd finished that, I decided, okay, well, let me see, am I actually doing anything? Am I helping at all? So I said to him, how are you feeling? So he says, I'm expecting to say, no, treatment's helping. He says, something happened when you prayed. So I said, okay, what happened? So he says he felt something like a lightning striking his body. And then, those are the exact words, it's not really Englishly correct. But he says he felt something like a lightning striking his body, and all of a sudden it went cold. And after it had gone cold, the pain was gone. And so I was a little bit like, I don't really know what to do now. So I kind of said to him, are you sure it's better? And he said, yes, it's better. So I said, okay, just turn onto your stomach quickly because the treatment had been really short and I don't really like to give short treatments. So I turned him onto his stomach and I made him do a couple of exercises and then he got up. So I said to him, okay, so how are you feeling? So he said, no, it's better. So I said, okay, fine. I'm going to make a follow-up appointment. I don't know if you're going to need it, but let's just do this anyway. So I went down and I was giving him a follow-up appointment, and my unbelief, I said to him one more time, are you okay? So he started going like this and he's like, something's different. Anyway, so he walked out. I don't know who was more surprised, me or him, but he walked out with this huge smile on his face. And the thing is, like, this pain is and this weakness and that is 2 years old already. God really just showed up. And the next morning I went, and then two more times that day, literally all I had to do was a patient came in and I had a prayer of thanksgiving for them for healing that had taken place, and they discharged them. The next one came in, did the same, discharged. Because they just walked in and they're like, we've had one treatment and pain that's been there for a long time is just gone. The next day, the next morning, I go to work and this lady comes in, 76-year-old lady, and she's got cervical OA, arthritis. So she's got neck stiffness, and she said during Christmas last year, she was under a blanket. She couldn't even celebrate with her family because she had such bad pain in her arms. And she says her like kids have to rub her arms every day and the pain is constant, it doesn't go away. So you'd think I'd have a little bit more faith after Thursday, but I say to her, okay, sorry, there's not really much I can do for you. I can give you like 75% relief, but it's probably going to come back like 2 days after you leave here. So she's like, okay, no, that's fine, whatever. So anyway, I said to her, do you mind if I pray with you? She said, no, that's fine, I can pray for her. Laid hands on her, prayed for her, and she laid down and did a little bit of treatment, and I asked her, so how are you feeling? So she says, no, her neck's feels, it was one of those courtesy, like, yeah, I was getting better. And then she's like, but my arms are still very sore, and like there's no change. So I moved her on to her back, and I did like another 3 minutes of treatment, and then I just said, listen, yeah, how are you feeling? So she sits straight up, and she's like, okay, I've got to put the mic down to demonstrate. Went and gave her a follow-up appointment. I was like, I don't know if you're going to need this, but I'll give it to you. And then again, I said to her, are you sure it's better? And she said, yes, it's better. So she walked out, and later on, my assistant came back. He had been out, and I said to him, yes, man, you missed the awesome miracle this morning. And he's like, what, that lady that walked in here grumpy this morning? So I said, yeah. So he said, no, don't worry. She walked out just smiling, big as ever. So, yeah, I just want to give God all the glory. And, yeah, it's all his healing power, and he really is able. And I want to encourage you all to just put yourself out there and pray for people, because God comes through, and God is real, and we don't understand him even after he shows us, but he is. Okay, amen.
That is so cool. And there are quite a few other people as well that had changes, and a few other people as well with testimonies. It's really been so special. Okay, I'm going to shortly share with you a few ideas around unblocking the wells around healing. And then I'm going to show you a 10-minute video clip of very profound testimonies of people that were healed, even where metal was removed from their backs, and just very, very powerful. And then we're going to pray for people that are sick. Okay, so a question for you. Is it God's will for somebody to be healed? When you come to somebody, they're sick, they have some form of infirmity, is it God's will for them to be healed? Or should you wonder about the will of God? That's in a sense what I want to answer. Make a case for that it's always God's will. I'm going to show you from the scriptures. It's always God's will for people to be healed. The issue is not God's will. The issue is His power. And are we connected to that power? That's the real issue. And what you need to connect with God's power is faith. Childlike faith. Childlike faith connects us with the power of God. So Luke 10, verses 1, or verse I think it's verse 9 this, but 1 to 2 and 9, you can read there. It says, where Jesus speaking to his disciples, he gives them a command. And he says to them, guys, I'm sending you out. I'm giving you power and authority to go out and to heal the sick and to deliver people. And then he says there, and heal the sick who are there. And say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. He commanded them. He commanded his disciples and said to them, heal the sick there. And say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. It's a command. What Jesus did, Jesus showed what's possible. How could a believer live? Jesus revealed to us what's possible. Then he trained his disciples. He taught them how to pray for the sick. He taught them how to deliver people. He taught them how to go out and preach the gospel. And then he says in the Great Commission, guys, go into all the world, make disciples of all nations, and teach them to do what I taught you. What did Jesus teach them? What did Jesus teach them? He taught them, preach the gospel, heal the sick, and deliver those who are oppressed. It's a command. Okay. How many of us do it? It's a command. How many churches in this town do it? It's phenomenal that something that's actually, if you go read through the gospels, it's over and over again, book of Acts, over and over again, same story. Same thing. They preach the gospel, the good news. They pray for the sick, and they deliver people. What percentage of the church is doing it today? A very small percentage. Why? Because we've embraced a false theology that it's no longer for today. That's one of the things. Or in other places, like us in the past, I believe that Jesus heals. But I didn't have faith for it. Because I've prayed for a few people, it didn't work. So then you back away. Many people like that, you've tried it, and then you back away because it didn't work. So you actually lose your faith for healing, although you believe that God can heal. And so we believe that the Lord is calling us not just to step out once, but to pursue the Lord, to be on a journey until we continuously see healing happening. Lives truly transformed. Are we taking this command seriously? Mark chapter 16, 17 to 18. Jesus says, and these signs will follow. He says, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. And then later on, he says, these signs will follow those who believe. These signs will follow those who believe. And the one is, they shall lay hands on the sick and they will recover. They shall recover. A sign of faith. A sign of faith. So what happens when you pray for somebody and they're not healed? It's not a crisis. It's sad that they're not healed, but it's not a crisis. It just means you still need to grow a bit in your faith. I need to grow a bit in my faith. I need to trust God to connect with His power. Many of us back away and think, well, that's not for me. That's a lie. It's for every believer. It's a command to every believer on the face of this earth. If Jesus commands us to do something, then surely He will give us the power to do so. Surely He will give us the power to do so. Yesterday, we went to the hospital, and one of the doctors told me about a 17-year-old girl. Her name is Sesetu, and she's 17 years old, beautiful, beautiful young lady, and she has a tumor on her leg just below the knee. When we went to pray for her, and I thought, like, tumor is like a little thingy there on the her leg was like, I thought that was just lots of bandages. the swelling was so massive, it looks like a rugby ball attached to her leg. And she's extremely thin, and they will have to amputate in the next week, I think. I'm not sure, but in the next, if it doesn't sort out, they think even the cancer has spread. And so Clinton and me, we went, and we chatted to her, and then Sean joined us a little bit later. And so we prayed for her, and we said, God, Holy Spirit. And she told us that she has pain right through her leg. When she's just lying still, there's pain right through her leg, top and bottom. And so we prayed. We said, Holy Spirit, come. And then we prayed for her. And then I asked her, what are you feeling? Are you feeling something? Because I felt the presence of God so powerfully. I really felt God was there. And I asked, are you feeling anything? And after a little bit of talking to her, we found out she says, no, there's fire coursing through her leg. There's fire coursing through her leg. And then we continued to pray for her. And so we were very encouraged by this time. She says, come on, Lord, continue doing this work. And so there was fire coursing through her body. And then later on, the fire went away, and we prayed again for her. And then she said, all the pain left. All the pain disappeared from her leg. And we praised God for that. And then later on, we prayed again for her, and then she again felt fire coursing through her body. We prayed for about an hour for her. And at some stage, she felt pain on one part of the tumor. We prayed, put my hand there, I prayed, and the pain moved to a lower part of her leg. When the pain moves, it's usually a sign that it's a spiritual route to the pain. And so we moved, and we prayed over there, and then the pain was removed there. She said she had no pain, and so we continued to pray, and she felt fire coursing through her body or through her leg. And at some stage, she said she felt a needle going through her, through the tumor from the one side. And it was painful. And we prayed for that. Then she said there was two needles going through the tumor. And so we prayed for both. And then that disappeared. And the pain left. That we didn't see the swelling leave. But we knew that the Lord touched her. She was she was terrified about losing her leg. And then we prayed for the fear. And then she was weeping as the Lord was touching her. And it was just moving for us as well. And then she asked if she can phone her mom, because she wants to tell her mom about the three guys that prayed for her and her pain is gone. So she phoned her mom, and then we're listening. She was speaking to her mom and saying, this is amazing. But we're going back. But I'm celebrating that the Spirit of God touched her and that all the pain left. And I'm saying, thank you, Jesus. And it was so encouraging to me to step out and to see that God was touching her. So we're going back. We're going to pray for her again. But I am trusting that tumor will just fall off in Jesus' name. And it affects you when you pray for people like that. And I'm thinking, what wouldn't I do to be able to give her healing? Would I be willing to step out, look like a fool, pursue the power of God? So yes, Lord, I'm willing to look like a fool for you, Jesus. But I would love to give this gift to this young lady whose leg is about to be put off. Imagine each and every one of us has been given that gift where the power of Jesus Christ can flow through us and transform somebody's life. Because if you are a believer, I want to say you have that power in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, whoever believes in me, the same works they will do, and greater. How many of us are not even trying to pray for the sick? How many of us believe it's not for me? It's for you. And so as a church, we really believe God has called us to flow in this. So I want to encourage you to pursue this with us. But when the kingdom comes, it says in that verse, when the kingdom, say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. You see, when the kingdom of heaven comes near, every other inferior kingdom must give way. So sickness must give way because there's no sickness in heaven. Evil must give way because there's no evil in heaven. So when the superior kingdom comes, that which is inferior must give way. So when the kingdom comes near, people's lives are transformed. Doesn't matter what part, soul, spirit, or body, three parts. But we serve the God that can touch all three parts of our bodies. Sickness must leave. And so I want to read Psalm 103. I want to break it down just a few bits there. But it basically says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." I'm going to get back to it. I'm just going to read it, and then I'm going to first read other scripture, and then we're going to come back to this. But it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases." All your diseases, all your sickness. That's Old Testament, Old Covenant, New Covenant. The glory is greater. Not just diseases, but blindness. The dead will be raised. Lepers will be cleansed. Even just Peter's shadow would heal people. That's New Testament glory. And so, the kingdom is at hand. And that's the first image that I put on the slides. If you go to the first image there of this hand reaching out. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. There was a woman in the scriptures at 12 years of blood flow. She went to many physicians. She suffered many things. And then she heard about Jesus. Look at this, Mark 5, 27 to 30. I want to illustrate that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It says, when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, note the power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? Do you know what's profound about this? If you think about the will of God, Jesus didn't turn to an evaluator and say, well, is she good enough? Holy enough? Is it your time? He didn't even know. She touched him. She touched his power, and she was healed. That is so profound. Because we have this theology that if we pray for somebody, they won't heal. That's not the will of God. I'm saying it is the will of God. You're just not touching the power of God. It is the will of God. You'll see later on a profound story. Profound things happened. Everybody that touched Jesus' garment was healed. Everyone. But now if you were put yourself in the position of this lady, what would unbelief look like? Unbelief would look like believing lies. She could have stayed home despairing, saying, there's no hope. That's a lie. There are no hopeless situations. There are only hopeless people. She could have believed the lie. There is no hope. She could have stayed at home. But this lady didn't. She got up. She heard about Jesus. She went to him. Then you could say, well, if he wanted to heal me, then he would come to me. Why should I go to church service to be healed? Why should I go to a place to be healed? Why should I ask somebody to pray for me? Why? I won't. He must come to me. This lady said, no, I'm just going to, if I touch him, I will be healed. She stepped out. And the challenge there is to pursue. To go where you need to go. If you hear Jesus is working somewhere, go there. She could have said, he doesn't want to heal me. It's not his will. No, she didn't. She just said, Lord, if I just touch him, I will be healed. Or we could have said, he's punishing me. The disease, the sickness that I have in my body is because God is punishing me. What sicko does that to people? Have you met any loving father that wants his children to be sick? Punish them with sickness, disease? Ah, fatsua, lekker, suffer a biki. Yes, come on, cry a little bit more. That's a sicko, dad. That's not a loving father. A loving father says, I want to heal you. I made provision for you on the cross to heal you. Do not receive the lie that God wants to punish you through sickness and disease. He wants to heal. He wants to heal. She realized, this lady realized, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. If I just stretch out and touch. It's within reach. And I shared that the last few weeks, childlike faith. Jesus said, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they have childlike faith. In other words, they can't partake of the kingdom. They won't experience the kingdom. So I shared with you guys that for a child and for childlike faith, the kingdom is at hand. It's within reach. It's within reach. I can pray for somebody that's ill and the kingdom can come. It's within reach for the childlike, with childlike faith. Without childlike faith, it's far. It's out of reach. Yet, even if you don't have faith, Jesus has faith. Even if you don't have faith for your healing, Jesus always has faith. So God can overcome any obstacle. Even there's so many testimonies, people didn't have faith and they were healed. It's not about being good enough. You don't have to work for it. It's not about being holy enough. She didn't. She just pressed in and said, Jesus, I want this. That is the will of God. So I want to give just two or three things just to help all of us. Either you trust in God for healing or you're going to step out and pray for somebody for healing. Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5, the first verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. This is so profound because it is saying, I don't know if you saw the movie Facing the Giants. But they came, they were losing all their games, and they came to a place, it was a football games, American football, and they came to a place and said, God, we're gonna praise you if we win or if we lose. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you. So here's a key for us. No matter what happens, I'm going to praise you because you are worthy of praise. If I'm prayed for, I don't get healed, I'm still going to praise you. There's so many things I'm thankful for. Jesus, I worship you. My name is written in the book of life. If I don't walk now, if I'm not healed now, I will be healed one day at least. And I'm already praising you for that right now. But if we win or lose, if I pray for somebody, they're not healed, I'm going to praise Jesus because he's worthy of praise. If I pray for somebody, they're healed, I'm going to praise Jesus because he did it. Only he can heal. No one can heal but him. But we can position ourselves in a place where his power can operate through us. And I have a word from the Lord. I felt God saying there's going to come a time that everyone's going to get healed. Everyone's going to get healed. Everyone's going to get healed. I claim that. I declare that. And we're pursuing that. No matter what happens, I will praise you, Lord. You see, what happens is when we're sick or we're challenged or we're battling through something, do you know what happens? We move inward. We lose hope. We become despairing. And we can't. We focused inwardly. And we, in a sense, allow darkness to come upon our souls. So we're not saying, bless the Lord. We're saying, God, bless me. And what happens is Jesus is standing right over there, but we turn our backs on him and we experience darkness. Darkness of the soul. Darkness of our challenges. And Jesus is standing right behind you. All you have to do is turn around. And bless him. Come with thanksgiving. There's so much to be thankful for. Come with thanksgiving. Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for who you are. I thank you for what you've done. You are good. And I believe that's one of the keys. One of the keys for us to position ourselves to connect with God's power is it to realize it's not about me. That's about him. He's the center of the universe. I am not. You are not. It's all about him. But for some weird reason, God says, it's all about you. I love you so much. But from our side, it's all about him. Then he turns and says, it's all about you. He loves us so much. Turn around. Bless him. Bless him. Whatever you're going through, whatever challenge you're going through, bless him. Bless him. Choose to bless him. And then when you've turned childlike faith, some of us have turned. Maybe we are thankful. Maybe we are blessing God. But now you've turned. Now you need to stretch out your hand. You need to step out. If you're praying for the sick, I mean, Daryl emailed me, told me that a week or two ago, well, Monday evening we had the healing seminar. The next morning or next afternoon, he had to go see somebody and the person had a dropped foot. And he felt God say, I must pray for him. Anyways, first he was too afraid and he was driving off and then God spoke to him, no, go back and you go pray for him. And so he turned back and he went and he said, can I pray with you? And so he prayed with him And then they test it. Not just pray, but they test it. Come on, let's see. And then he could start moving his toes or something. And he previously couldn't move his toes. But I'm praising Jesus for that. He turned around. He went back. He stretched out his hand. Can I pray for you? Can I pray for you? And the Lord did something. And we're praising him for that. Don't be in a situation that you say, you're turning now to Jesus, but you're saying, it's not for me. No, it is for you. Reach out your hand. Step out. Step out. And trust him to heal. You must say, it is for me. Let's say that. It is for me. It is for me. Let's say it again. It is for me. That lady with a flow of blood could have said, it's not for me. And she could have stayed away and never received her healing. And there's something about faith being activated. You have to step out. Then it says, bless his holy name. You know, sometimes there's this internal war, a war on the inside of us, where we're not blessing his holy name, we're cursing. God, why did you do this to me? Why have you done this to me? Why am I going through this? And so it's so easy that there can be a bitterness of the soul. We are angry that we are sick, or we are angry that we are lacking in some area, or we are angry that somebody did something to us. And that bitterness leads again to a disconnect. There are many books and testimonies saying that it's sometimes the internal bitterness or the internal sickness that leads to the external sickness, or at the very least, an internal sickness that blocks the external sickness, like unforgiveness. In one of the manuals, they share a story of a lady who hurt her back, and they were praying for healing. It was probably 6 months before. And they were praying for healing, and then they realized there's a block to the healing. Because they asked her, what happened? Now I had to move furniture. But what happened? It's like, are you angry with somebody? Well, I asked my husband to help me, and he didn't. I hurt my back. I'm in massive pain. Forgive your husband. She forgave. They prayed. She was healed. So sometimes those internal things can block the flow of healing, especially unforgiveness. A large percentage of sickness is caused not by physical issues, but spiritual, emotional, relational sickness. Forgive. Bless the Lord. Come with praise. Then you'll always be connected. Always be connected. Then God's power can flow through you and to you. Then getting anchored. Next verse says, and forget not all his benefits. Forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. There are a few areas, a few truths that anchors us. That anchors us in our hearts. What anchors us in the turmoils of life, the storms of life. But the first one says, forget not. Forget not who he is and forget not what he has done. In other words, you could pray for 10 people, they're not healed. You focus on that, you'll have no faith. You pray for 2 people, you have 20% improvement. You celebrate. You forget not what the Lord has done. That's what I'm doing. I am beyond my one hand counting the number of people God has healed. It's moving to both hands. And I'm telling myself every day, God, I thank you that you healed my wife. God, I thank you that you healed Ashley. God, I thank you that you healed the other 2 ladies with their backs last year. God, I thank you that you healed Yanni's knee. God, I thank you the people that you're healing through John at his practice. God, I'm celebrating that something's happening. And the more I'm focusing on what's happening, more happens. You want to focus, you want to lose your faith and be depressed, focus on what's not happening. Forget not. Forget not. And it connects you. It builds your faith and it connects you. In other words, I listened to this one testimony of Dan McCullum, and he prayed for a boy. It was in some far off country, and he prayed for a boy. Or he shared the testimony of a boy that was mute and deaf. And he shared the story of the boy being healed after he prayed for him. And people were rejoicing. Wonderful. Next day, a lady comes, a mom comes, brings her boy, mute and deaf. And so now the pressure is on. Now he's wondering, okay. And then he tells this beautiful story. He says I think he was standing next to the boy, and he didn't pray for him. All he did was celebrating the previous healing. that God did. It was celebrate, Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for what you've done. I thank you that you healed that boy. I thank you that he's speaking and he's hearing. I celebrate it. And he was just doing that at some point, this boy was healed of the same thing. And that's beautiful, for that's for forget not what God has done. Forget not what he is doing. And forget not who he is. And so if you are praying for somebody, and maybe you don't have faith, remind yourself, Jesus, you're on his knee. It's a real healing. It's no jokes. God, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for what you do. I thank you for what you've done. I thank you for what you're doing right now. Forget not. Celebrate. Then it says, forgive all your iniquities. Forgive all your iniquities. As I said, sometimes sickness of the soul is a block to this, to healing. I said, God wants to heal all three parts. And then I want to just, this last bit, Mark 6, verse 54 to 56. It's later in that same chapter where the lady with the flow of blood. I want to encourage you, if you trust in God for healing, fill yourself, your mind, your thinking with testimonies of healing. I have something on my tab and I have this list and I write down the testimony. I meditate on that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. Thank you for what you've done in Sesetu's life. Thank you, God. I prophesy that a leg will not be amputated. God, I declare it. I declare it. I release. Maybe let's just pray quickly for Sesetu. Let's just really pray for God to complete this healing. Father, we bring Sesetu before you, God. Pray for her leg, Lord God. Just take the hand of the person next to you. Father, we thank you for her healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, we declare that the cancer will just fall off her leg. We prophesy her leg will not be amputated. We prophesy death to that cancer. We declare cancer will just be removed, fall off, be gone in the name of Jesus. We prophesy, God, that your presence will overshadow her. The shadow of the cross will come upon her bed where she's right now, God. And we seal this healing. The fire that was coursing through her leg is a sign that you are at work. And we celebrate that, God. And we release healing over that, God. Complete that healing, God. Pain gone, swelling gone, cancer gone, and it will not spread in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We two agree on anything in your name, it shall be done for them. And so, God, we contend for her complete healing and the testimony to the glory of your name. In Jesus' name, we declare it. So say to your leg, be healed right now, completely. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We worship you. Amen. Just want to read that verse, Mark 6, 54. And when they came out of the boat, this is Jesus and the disciples, immediately the people recognized him. They ran through the whole surrounding region and began to carry about on beds those who were sick to wherever they heard he was. I'm reading this, Jesus, may we be a place where people hear that you are. I don't want to give a nice message, but I cannot prove it. I'm telling people about a powerful, almighty God, but I can't show it. That is not the will of God. And I believe, I'm declaring this, God, we will become a place where people will hear Jesus is there and he's healing. Jesus is there and he's setting free. But those who were sick to wherever they heard he was, wherever he entered into villages, cities, or the country, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might just touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched him were made well. He didn't check, is it the will of God or not? He didn't ask, how much sin do you have in your life? Whoever touched him, they were healed. That so builds my faith. So I am saying, God, now if I will just become a vessel for your healing power, whoever I touch will be healed. And whoever you touch will be healed. And so there's this invitation. There's this invitation. It's not about healing per se. It's about his presence. There are few things that shake your faith and build your faith and cuts away the rubbish as praying for the sick. When they are terrified about their leg being cut off in the next week. It ruk jou. And it motivates you to say, God, I'm going to get over my issues. I'm going to get over me. I'm going to press into you. I'm going to get over the opinions of men. I don't care if you don't believe in healing. I do. And I believe God wants to heal. Compassion causes us to break over and through every wall, every obstacle. And I believe God has called us to host Him, His presence. I'm so excited about this. But as many as touched Him were made well. As many as touched Him. Now, I am sure the message was going out. People were saying, Jesus is here. Have you heard? Jesus is here. Jesus is healing. And some were saying, yes, I'm coming. Carry me. And some others are saying, oh, rubbish, man. Those idiots actually believe in this day and age in healing. Come on. You know, that stage they were thinking they were very advanced. And still today we think we're so advanced. But we still can't heal that cancer on somebody's leg unless Jesus touches them. So there were doubters, I'm sure. May we believe. And then just to end off with this. Verse 4. Who redeems your life from destruction. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. God wants to shower you with His goodness. He wants to give to you like you cannot imagine. And as you taste His goodness, you're going to become like a child. My daddy's good. I'm just going to trust in Him. Your youth will be renewed. So I want to show us this video. Video by Randy Clark. The first minute or so, he just shares about the video. He goes around the world, and wherever he shows this video, people are healed while they watch the video. Okay, so I release that in Jesus' name. People are healed while they watch the video. And then at the end of it, the worship team will come up at the end. They're going to give us some nice, anointed, lovely music. Because we feel the Lord has said that He's anointed our worship in this church. And on that anointing, on the music, healing will go. On that music, as the music is released over people, people will be healed. And so we're just saying, thank you, Jesus. We're claiming that. Okay, are we ready? And then we're going to pray for sick people. Do you know what this speaks to me of? Is a real God meeting real problems. Real challenges. So if there's anybody that has anything related to that, to those videos, would you maybe just stand and test that part of your body that's hurting? Anything that's relevant to that? Father, we bless your name. God, we thank you that you are the Lord, our healer. Anything connected to that? Father, we bless you. There's a few other things that I felt. Anybody? Pain in the limbs. I was feeling just after Yanni's testimony about the knee being healed as well. I just felt that there might be people with pain in their limbs. Anybody like that? Anybody else? And then I felt also relevant to John's testimony about the back. Being healed, I felt, again, I'm just stepping out, but I felt like I felt fifth or sixth vertebra, something like that. Anybody with pain in their back? Anybody? Okay, there's a few. Okay, stand if you have, stand. Stepping out. Right elbow. Anyone with pain in the right elbow? Anybody? We're just stepping out. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody with the right elbow that's hurting, just stand. Okay, any eye conditions? We know of one, but I felt eye conditions. Also, then just stand. I felt cancer as well. Anybody with some form of cancer? Just stand. And then I felt left side of your body around the ribs, this area, pain in this area. I don't know if it's outside or inside, but I just felt left side ribs. Anybody like that? For you? Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we worship your name. Jesus, we celebrate every healing that we've seen in the last few weeks. We celebrate that you are the healer, God, and we bless you. We bless the Lord, O my soul. We bless you, God, for your faithfulness and your goodness. And so, God, right now, Lord, we just welcome your Holy Spirit to touch each of these areas, God, that's relevant to your precious people, God. We just release, we just welcome your holy presence right now to touch them. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come and touch them, Lord. In Jesus' name. Let's just wait upon the presence of God. I will start commanding in a moment. I just want to welcome the presence of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that you are here. You are good. You are good. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Come and touch. Come and touch, Lord. You here, God. We welcome your presence in this house, God. So, Father, right now, Lord, we just command healing to each of these conditions, Lord God. We command limbs to be healed in Jesus' name. God, we command backs to be restored in the name of Jesus, in the vertebrae, Lord God. Or whatever it might be, God, we just speak healing to the backs of people right now, God. We pray that the fire of God would course through their bodies and bring healing. They say 50% of the time you feel something when you're healed, 50% of the time you feel nothing and you're still healed. So don't go by feeling. But if you're feeling something, praise Jesus. Just celebrate it. If you're feeling the Lord touching you, just celebrate it. Just thank Him for that. God, we speak to every eye condition. We say, be healed in the name of the Lord, whatever eye condition it might be. We speak restoration to the eyes. We pray for creative miracles, Lord God, where that's necessary, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We just release healing right now. Right now. We command eyes to be restored, made whole in Jesus' name. We command limbs to be restored in Jesus' name. We command cancer to leave in the name of Jesus. We command the left side around the rib area. We command healing in that area, whatever that might be. We speak healing to that right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. In Jesus' name. I just feel a tingling in a sense in my right ear and just behind my ear as well, but in this area. Anybody that has something, issue with their right side ear. Anybody? Hallelujah. Yeah. Thanks. There was a hand. There was a hand. Thank you, Jesus. God, we speak healing, Lord, to that part, through the ear and to the right side of the right ear in the name of Jesus, and that area of around the ear. God, we speak healing and restoration right now. Thank you, Jesus. You are the healer, and we welcome your healing power here right now, God. We just release healing. We just release healing power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, now what I want you to do is to test. If you can test, if you feel 70 or 80% better, wave your hands. Amen. We have a few hands in the air. Praise the Lord. Continue testing. Continue testing. Randy Clark shares a story. One guy was testing for 30 minutes to get his arm above this level, and after 30 minutes, it went up and he couldn't get his arm above that. So test. If you can at all, test. It's important to step out. It's a step of faith. It activates. It releases. Hallelujah. Just continue testing. This is the first phase of praying. We're going to, after this, pray as well. Just have some of you come forward for those, and then the facilitator is going to pray with you. Just test, continue testing, Lord. We welcome your presence here. We welcome your presence here in the name of Jesus. We speak healing to each of these conditions, Lord God. We speak healing to each of these conditions in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God, be lifted high in this place, Lord. Be lifted high in this place, God. Hallelujah. Okay, test it again. It's part of the stepping out in faith. Test it again. If it's possible to test it, test it. It's a step of faith. Yanni didn't receive a complete healing until she went to the stairs and she was going up and down those stairs. And then the pain. And then she realized she was completely healed. Step out. Step out. Like the woman with the flow of blood, she reached out, she pressed in, and she touched the power of God, and she was healed. Hallelujah. God, we celebrate you, Lord. We celebrate you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, anybody else feel improvement in their body? Give me a wave. There's a wave. There's a wave. Come on. We receive it, Lord. We receive it in Jesus' name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to pray one more time. We're going to pray one more time, and then we're going to have some facilitators in front also to pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. We welcome you here, Lord. We welcome your presence here, God. In Jesus' name. Father, we just speak healing right now. We just speak healing right now. In the name of Jesus. God, right now we speak healing to brain cells, Lord God, that have been damaged, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We command 500 billion or 800 billion brain cells just to be restored, to healed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come. Recreative miracle, God. Recreative miracle, God. In the name of Jesus. We command restorative miracle in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we declare that the blood flow will return to the part of the brain that was damaged. In the name of Jesus, right now we command restoration. We command not just healing, but a creative miracle in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord, God, we release your Holy Spirit, God. Your Holy Spirit just all over her, God. All over her, God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We command healed from the stroke. Healed from the stroke in Jesus' name. Healed from the stroke in Jesus' name. Healed from the stroke in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are touching her right now, God. We can see it, God. You are. You are. You are, God. This course through her body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name, God. Father, we declare complete restoration, Lord, to movement. Both sides of the body in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, work. Work, do your work, Lord. We celebrate, God. We celebrate what you are doing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God, let your kingdom come. We're going to continue praying for her in a moment. The Holy Spirit is touching her. God, we thank you for this, Lord. Okay, anybody else felt something better? 70% better, 80% better? Since we've started to pray, if you feel 70 or 80% better, would you just raise your hand? Anybody that's felt since we started to pray? There's a hand. Hallelujah, there's a hand. Let's praise Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we celebrate this, Lord. Thank you, God. We celebrate that you are the healer, Lord. You are good. You are good. Let your kingdom come. Okay, can I ask that if somebody to come and share, if you feel something better, if it's 50% better, 70% better, 80% better, just come and share what you feel. This builds the faith of the rest of us. And then after this, we're going to, the facilitators, maybe I can ask already, the facilitators, those who are going to pray with us for sick people, can you come forward that joined us this past weekend? Just come forward. Because you see, sometimes you have to pray through a healing and actually evaluate and look at some areas that might be the root cause of it. So they're going to make groups of two. Groups of two. And we're going to continue praying. Sometimes you have to pray for a while.
Okay, I just want to give glory to God. I'm a runner and I got a bit of a tendonitis, not really in my knee, it's where the hamstring plants into the knee. I've been running with it, I know it's not great to run with the injury, but I run competitively. And yeah, I couldn't really, running wasn't sore, but bending my knee or going down, yeah, and I tested it and it's healed. I'm pain free. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. You see, we need to hear this because this builds our faith and it releases more. It connects us. It brings childlike faith that connects us to the healer. Feels like real Christianity this morning. Anybody else that wants to share? Otherwise, we're going to continue praying. I know it's challenging sometimes to share. Okay, can we ask that if you need healing for anything, that you come forward to one of these groups and they're going to sort of interview you, ask you sort of some of the background, and then they're going to take you through a bit of a process of just praying for you. The Bible says these signs will follow those who believe. Those who believe, they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Okay, so we're standing on that word that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. Okay, so if you're sick in any part of your body, just come forward.
Your tummy, your stomach. So is there anybody like that? Okay, if you can please come to me. I just feel that I must pray for you. Okay. Come. Come. Anybody else? I just had a strong impression that there's some people who are battling with it. stomach, any kind of problem.
Okay, amen. The worship team are going to make some gloriously anointed music. And we are going to be praying with people. And I just want to encourage you, wherever you might find yourself in your relationship with the Lord, He is good. And as we're going to be praying, you're welcome to go for coffee or whatever, but I want to actually just encourage you as well, just do some business with the Lord. Just pray to Him. Maybe you want to start praying for the sick, then say, God, I want to pray for the sick. Maybe there's an area in your life that you need breakthrough. And just bring that before the Lord as we're going to be praying. Otherwise, I'm not going to close the service, so you're just welcome to join us in for coffee. Otherwise, the worship team's going to make music, and you can just join in. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you.